Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art,
back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. That was Shauna Kiefer.
Yeah,
Monique
Shauna!
Donnelly, Rod Trenkin.
That was awesome! Isn't that nice? Go, Shauna. Go, Shauna. Go.
Oh, yeah, with Rod Schreckengaus on guitar.
Get down.
We're back
Rod
in studio again
down,
with
funky.
The writer, singer, you name it, as far as that goes. Shauna Kiefer, the writer of The Fall, the Rafa
Chronicles.
But I will
not fix your car. Trust me.
We all have our gifts.
And non-gifts.
Nice. Now, honestly, you are one of those people that when I grow up, I want to be like. And it's not just because you're gifted and you're walking in your gifts, but you have a heart for prayer and you have a heart after God.
Mm-hmm.
And can you talk a little bit about your ministry, what you do, even at our church, that whole prayer ministry?
First off, that's extremely humbling. And thank you for saying that. That's a life's ambition, I guess you could say. It's like King David, my idol, and of course the Bathsheba thing, we won't go into that. But yeah, it's really cool because at our church, they actually were inspired by what they saw in Africa when they would go with Children of the Nations and they would see their services and their revivals, and they would see that there was someone on either side of the stage that was praying the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would see miracles happen.
Yeah.
And people just blessed. And
I just got chills.
Set free. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
okay. I mean, they know how to pray because there's not an option.
Right.
You're going to be a Christian. You better be ready to know how to do warfare.
Right.
Because it will eat you alive there.
Yeah.
But they brought that back and they said, look, we need to be doing this all the time. And I was like, hot dog, mark me down.
Nice.
I want to be on that list. And so during the service, you know, we get to sit back there and just.
How many people are on that prayer team?
You know, it's growing.
Yeah.
At first, there were just about five of us. But since there's more services and, you know, people are kind of, you know, slowly catching on to it.
Right.
And I'd say there's probably about 10. Sort of coming and going through the services. So,
and this is the whole time while the pastor's praying, while through worship, through prayer, through communion, you're just back there.
Mm-hmm.
And what does God lay on your heart a lot of times?
It's different all the time.
Is it?
We do not serve a boring God.
That's
let me
true.
Tell you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just weeping. Sometimes I have no clue what's going on. Other times it's you'll get specific. You know, somebody's dealing with this. You know, possession, addiction, families falling apart, just hard hearts, you know, someone's coming in and the exact thing they've been needing to hear is being said, but they just can't hear it. There's just like, you know, these, you know, scales over the eyes. So it just depends. And sometimes there's just, like I said, a lot of weeping and lots of Kleenex being used.
Yeah, intercessory prayer.
You may not know.
Right.
What's going on? But that's part of the exciting part too.
You know, there's a lot of young girls out there too that I think that I'd like for you to speak to a little bit about. You know, there's so many things that you're doing from a creative standpoint. You've been, you've done, and you've accomplished, and you know everything that you have. And again, you can go to ShaunaKiefer.com to be able to get her history and her background, a little bit of that. But
more than you ever wanted to know. TMI.
You know, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of little young girls maybe be listening, and what advice could you give to them as it pertains to what's kept you steadfast and what's kept you, you know, moving forward and what's kept you sort of the light and be driven as you are.
Well, sometimes, honestly, it's really hard to keep your motives straight. It's really hard.
Thank you for being honest.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I admit there were those times like where I was real close to getting a soap opera or whatever. And it's totally double-minded.
Yeah. Mm.
Totally going, wow, that would be so exciting. Wow, I'd be somebody, my picture, my da-da-da. Sure. And yet there'd be this part of me going, God, what, you know, I don't think I'm here as an accident, but what are you thinking? You know, I would be questioning them. You know, this is in New York City, and I'm going in saying, oh, we found out, you know, your daddy's a pastor. How sweet. And I'm going, well, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this. What if there's something I don't want to say, or what if there's something I don't want to do, or, you know, hop in bed with what, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it sort of scared them off, which was probably a good thing, because I would have been a pain in the side, you know, and you've got to be a team player.
Yeah.
You don't have time to be going, okay, sweetheart, what will you not and will you will and not do?
Right.
We've got to rewrite everything for you. I mean, they just don't have time for that. So, but it is hard to keep the motive straight. And family, you know, prayer.
So is it worth the sacrifice? Walking away from that?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think, to be honest, probably most of us in some type of performance field, there is that love for getting that attention.
That,
you know,
validation.
It's exciting, and, you know, that being in the moment and that adrenaline, it's fun.
Yeah.
But to just, you know, take it and the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, be able to just throw it before God and go, you know, this really crappy thing happened to me today, or this really, you know, ego-building thing happened. And it just all kind of has to even out in the wash. So that you're back on your face, and it really doesn't matter, you know, when you're in the presence of God. So.
Amen.
And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kimpton with Rod and Monique and Shauna Kiefer in studio with us, the author and writer of the Rapha Chronicles, The Fall, which go to shaunakiefer.com and be able to pick up a copy right away, or you can go to Amazon and wait if you want to really wait. If you're one of those waiting guys.
C-H-A-N-A.
You know,
not phonetic.
Knowing what it takes, I mean, watching my brother write, as far as especially books, and the time that it took, and the dedication that it is and everything else, what possessed you to write the Rapha Chronicles, The Fall? And how long was that process? What is the background of the Rapha Chronicles, The Fall?
Okay, I'll try to give you the short version. It really started about 4 years ago, the summer of 2007, and I had been praying, instigated by the whole 24/7 prayer movement, and, you know, Red Moon Rising. There's a book you got to get by Pete Gregg. Mm. He was the instigator of the 24/7 prayer movement. I'd been, you know, praying every day for probably about 3 years before this. And I was just in the middle of prayer, and just one of those times where the Spirit of God just fell, and it was such a sweet moment. I mean, it's like he goes, what do you want? And I was thinking, you know, at this moment, I'm good. I have no idea. What do you think I want? You know, you tell me. You're God.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I love that God.
Yeah.
Really,
it's like the prayer list
be
is out the door.
Full of joy.
He knows us. You know.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Kinda
it was
weird.
Just one of those crazy intimate moments, and it dawned on me: this does not fit with some notions I have of you. This doesn't fit. This sweetness. This love. This overwhelming fulfillment, and it just doesn't fit. So I started asking, well, what about this? You know, some of the stuff in the Old Testament, it seemed like you're kind of, you know, different person. Are you schizophrenic, God? Something you want to tell us? And he started just explaining some things to me. And that first, you know, I guess revelation, I literally yelped out loud. I mean, we're talking dark 30 in the morning, the rest of the house is asleep, and I'm going, wah! You know, and Mark is going to call the men in the white suits. They're going to be coming in. But it just kind of started this avalanche that went on for, oh, gosh, a good 40 days. Whoa, there's a biblical number for you. But I just would get up every morning and pray, or there'd be a thought. As soon as my brain even started to function, there would be this thought, kind of this direction. And I would go and pray, you know, my hour, whatever, and then, you know, write it down on a little scribble pad and then go to my favorite Starbucks and type it into the computer.
So let me clarify here. So when you had this prayer time with God, and he was, and you felt God was asking you, what do you want? What was your response? I mean, you, you wanted to write? Or what was your answer to him?
I guess it came down to, I want to know you. Mm. I don't understand. This doesn't fit with what I'm feeling now. And this is like a true drop of your personality. This doesn't fit with this fact in history. I want to know. You know, it was like inquiring minds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess it would boil down to, you can't really ask for anything but wisdom when you're in God's presence. Because what do you know but what he wants you to know? So
was that inspiration for your writing?
Totally. In fact, after that 40 days or so, I had this like 200 some odd pages, and I showed it to my husband. I showed it to another author friend, and I thought I was just going to publish it, stick it online, one of those crazy crackpot things online, and just stick it on there and be done with it. And they both said, this needs to be a novel. And I'd been writing a couple of novels, and I was like, yeah, this is way beyond me. I don't think I can do this. And so once again, God instigated in prayer, showed me the first scene in prayer like the next morning. And I went and
imagine
read that.
God inspiring.
Wait for the movie version.
It's very visual. Right? It is very visual.
I love when we ask God and he shows us. That's so beautiful.
Literally.
Thank you for sharing that.
You know, we have been in studio with Shauna Kiefer, and you can pick up a book, The Rapha Chronicles, The Fall, which is actually on ShaunaKiefer.com. That's C-H-A-N-A Kiefer. com, and please stop by her website, check it out, and you can pick up a copy of the book right then, or you can go to Amazon.com, pick up a copy over online as well. And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with our Exposed segment, and thanks for listening. Be right back.